Welcome into this another edition of the Harvest Focus. I'm Pastor Seth Wilkerson. We appreciate you tuning in today, whether you're listening to it in podcast form or you're listening on Harvest Radio Live on a Sunday morning. We appreciate you joining us today. You may have even found us on the new Handy Dandy app. That's right. Harvest Church has an app now. Lots of great things on the app. Matter of fact, all of the announcements that I bring you on this, you could have already known them by clicking the Events tab. And you can even go farther than what I would do on this program. So you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great time together on this program today, but also you can get that app and it will help you a lot. We've got pre-service prayer on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Worship is at 10. We have another time of prayer at 4 o'clock. Sunday school is at 5 o'clock. And then Monday, we got Monday Manna online on YouTube and Facebook, where it's a quick two-minute devotional that you can have. Right now, we're talking about winning the world, so we're talking about different soul-winning tips and things for us to keep in mind as Christians and how to be a great witness for the Lord. So you want to tune into that on Mondays. And then on Monday night, the Genesis to Revelation Bible study. Brother McKinney is going to be teaching this Monday night, and you don't want to miss that. Harvest Family Prayer is Tuesday night. We have Midweek Refresh Worship at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Ladies' Prayer is 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. All of that we'll mention again later on in the program if we have some time. I'm going to be teaching here in just a moment four lessons in seeking God from the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The Bible says as Jesus went with him, he was surrounded by the crowds. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. And so she came up behind Jesus, touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Everyone denied it. And Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd's pressing up against you." But Jesus said, "Someone didn't just bump into me. They deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power go out from me." And when the woman realized that she could not stay hidden any longer, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of the Lord Jesus. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had been immediately healed. "Daughter," Jesus said, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace." You can read the story in Luke chapter 8, verses 42 through 48. We're going to be back here in just one moment with the rest as we talk about four lessons in seeking God from the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. We all probably know this story well. Jesus was approached by Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, begging Jesus to come heal his sick daughter. And as he went with Jairus, a throng of people surrounded him. The crowds pushed against him as he walked, everyone wanting a small piece of the man who was creating such a stir by his strange teachings and miraculous healings. And suddenly Jesus felt power leave his body. "Who touched me?" he said. And the disciples thought the question was pretty ridiculous, you know. The crowd pushing against him, longing to get close to him, would it make it? It would make it impossible to identify only one person who had touched him. But Jesus knew this was not an accidental, just ordinary touch. It was a touch that came from desperation. It was a touch that was filled with faith, an intentional desire to touch the man who was known for healing people. Honestly, Jesus knew who touched him. All right, he didn't have to ask. All he needed to do was look at the crowd. His eyes could have identified her easily. He could have chosen just to give her a knowing smile, a look that let her know he knew her faith had healed her. But instead, in the story, he called her out. He asked who had touched him. With great fear and trembling, she admitted she had been the one who touched the hem of his garment. She confessed her need for healing. What was the response of Jesus? He looks at her with compassion. He saw so much more than she saw, so much more than the others saw. He saw a woman who had enough faith to reach out in spite of her unclean condition. He saw a woman who took a huge risk to get close enough to him to experience his healing. He saw a woman who longed for the healing only God can give. So what can we learn from this woman? And as I thought about this, there were four lessons that came to me pretty quickly for us to look at on this program today, in today's edition of The Harvest Focus. Number one, she acted with deliberation. I want you to look at verse 46 again. If you're looking at that in your Bible, you will see the woman deliberately touched Jesus. Many people were touching him incidentally. I mean, you can't walk through a crowd without somebody bumping into you. But this woman was deliberate in her actions. And that is a lesson for us. It's so easy for us, folks, to become complacent, to live our lives without intention. But if we want to experience the healing power of our Savior, we must act deliberately. How was this woman deliberate? Because of her medical condition, she would have been an outcast in society. She would have been required to stay away from people. Yet here she was, pushing her way into the very middle of the crowd. She knew she was considered unclean, and yet she went against society to put herself in a position where she could touch Jesus. She took a risk in an effort to find healing from the Savior. So how about you? What are you doing to deliberately seek to be closer to the Lord Jesus Christ? So number one, she acted out of deliberation. She acted intentionally, okay? I'm gonna stay with that same kind of playoff of words here, and I'm going to say she not only acted out of deliberation, but she acted out of desperation. I'm sure this woman had sought healing everywhere. You know, she had seen the doctors. She had tried to find healing on her own. Maybe she had even seen the sorcerers, I don't know, or tried other gods who were common in Bible times. And yet she continued to bleed, and it left her an outcast. Unclean, she must yell, as people would come near to her. Unclean, keeping her from the temple. Unclean, forcing her into isolation. Where could this woman turn? What could this woman do? Perhaps she saw this opportunity as her last futile attempt for healing. She was exhausted from trying to find healing. You have to think about this lady. She had to be tired of the loneliness. She was desperate to find healing, and so she could live a somewhat normal life. She was desperate for what only Jesus could give her. She acted out of deliberation. She acted out of desperation. Thirdly, she acted with determination. Can you imagine the courage it must have taken for this woman to put herself in this situation? You see, she had to go against all the cultural norms. She risked complete humiliation if someone recognized her as the unclean woman, and yet she acted anyway. This woman had to push her way into the middle of a crowd. She had to fight against all of those people to make her way close enough to touch Jesus. And this wasn't no small act, folks. It required strength. It required courage. It forced her out of her comfort zone into a place where she was within arm's reach of the man she had heard so much about. She knew her target was just the hem of his robe. She had planned out her strategy clearly and concisely, and it worked. Her determination allowed her to fight the crowd. I would even go as far as say it allowed her to fight her fears to get close enough to find his healing power. I'm talking to somebody today. I want to ask you, are you determined to find the healing that you need? And then I ask you, how do your actions demonstrate that determination? What is that determination causing you to do? Because you're not really determined if you're going to sit back and say, well, it'll happen if God wants it to happen. No. What are you doing? How is your deliberation, your desperation, your determination, how is it demonstrated today? And then the fourth thing is Jesus called her daughter. You know, Jesus always went above and beyond. And I will even go as far as say he still does. You see, Jesus healed the woman's physical issue, but he also healed her emotional problems. He removed her filth. He removed the labels that kept her in bondage. He took away her shame, and he declared she was not unclean, but had been made whole. She was a daughter. She was no longer an outcast. She had a place of belonging. She was no longer unclean. She was washed white as snow. She was now a symbol of courage, a woman to be talked about for the rest of eternity. He rescued her from her life of isolation and placed her in a family, the family of God. What healed this woman? Was it her determination? Was it her desperation? Was it her deliberation? No, it was her faith. It may have only been a shred of faith after years of fruitlessly seeking healing, but I'm here to tell somebody today it was enough. So how's your faith? Maybe there's somebody listening to this podcast today and you're barely clinging to faith. Maybe you have given up on finding the healing. I'm talking physical, mental, or emotional that you so desperately need today. Maybe you have struggled with your faith and you have all but given up on prayer. But there's something that won't let you completely walk away. That's all the faith you need, folks, to find the healing you so desperately want. Just a small seed of faith, enough to give you the courage to try one final act of desperation. And that is enough faith to find your miracle, to find the healing that Jesus has to offer. Thanks for tuning into the program again today. We want to remind you, pre-service prayer Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Worship is at 10. Another prayer time is at 4 o'clock. Sunday school is at 5 o'clock on Sunday, Sunday evening. Monday Manna online, YouTube, and Facebook at noon. The Genesis to Revelation Bible study at Harvest Church continues at 7 o'clock Monday evening. Tuesday night is Harvest Family Prayer at 7. Midweek Refresh on Wednesday at 7. Ladies' Prayer on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. If you want to know more about the church, download the app or go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That's harvesthumboldt.com. If you want to write us a note, you can email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com, or you can write us a note to 3401 Bledsoe Road in Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. Thanks for listening, folks, and until next week, God bless you is our prayer.